Are you now, or have you ever been on an expense account? If so, how do you handle that? Is it a free-for-all, woohoo, best restaurants and all the champagne and high-end liquor you can swallow? Or are you having reasonable meals in mid-priced restaurants and staying in motels that offer breakfast included? I ask because of a number of stories we have discussed lately and a story that ran in the Post. The headline is, Jagmeet Singh is Canada's most expensive MP. Pierre Poilievre is the cheapest. Singh expensed more than $500,000 over 9 months to run his constituency office. Poilievre charged just over $143,000. The Trudeau government and the Governor General have been in the news for outrageous expense accounts. I'm still waiting for someone to pry an answer out of Trudeau as to how his trip to the G20, a trip he justifiably had to make, racked up $600 per day per person for in-flight catering. When Olivia Chow and Jack Layton were both MPs, they had the highest expenses, despite the fact that one would think they would have achieved a saving by living together in Ottawa, saving one accommodation for the taxpayers. What's the answer to that question? There is no answer. Entitlement means never having to say you're sorry. When Katie Telford moved from Toronto to Ottawa to work with Trudeau, she charged the taxpayers an outrageous moving fee. She paid some of it back, but it still came out to about $57,000. I have moved. I know what it costs to load a truck and move a whole household. It's nowhere near that amount. In fact, this morning, my moving reviews online gave a range with the high cost of moving from Toronto to Ottawa being $4,500. And that's in 2024 numbers, not 2016 when we threw all that money at Katie Telford. I was recently on an expense account. They put me in a nice hotel. They paid for nice meals, but they were not about to pay for me to drink myself stupid at the bar. In the morning, I went to Tim's for coffee and a bagel, and I didn't even bother expensing that. I can't imagine what the reaction would be if I tried to turn in a $600 a day food expense. By the way, the CRA maxes it out with no receipts at $69 a day, tax included. I just couldn't make myself even try to get away with $600 a day, and perhaps neither would you. But here's my question. Taking this out of the realm of dissing the politicians, which they make it so easy to do, how does this work with your company, and should it work that way in politics? How should an expense account work? If you use your own vehicle, for instance, what's the mileage charge? How much per kilometer is the going rate these days? I'd love to hear from you on this. 416-872-1010 in Toronto. Toll free, 877-518-5151, 518-5151, and you can text me at 71010. Text message from Barry reads, why when these numbers come out are they never accountable or need to pay it back? Well, when I gave you the Katie Telford number, I said it came out to $57,000. It came out to over $80,000 when it was first revealed, and she said, oh, I'll pay some of it back. But it was still $57,000. It should have cost 10% of that. She wasn't moving the ROM. She was just moving herself. Here's a text message. Been in sales for many years. Expenses tracked and audited and budgeted for. Only use approved hotels, airlines, etc. Anything looks out of whack could trigger dismissal. I'm hoping first it would trigger repayment, but maybe somebody's out of control. Somebody writes, I moved a quarter of the distance to Ottawa and paid close to $4,000. Okay, but the expense, the huge expense is not necessarily the additional mileage. It's packing and loading the truck and getting in the truck to drive it somewhere. And yes, you're going to have to pay an hourly charge for the people who are in the truck as they drive. Ottawa's not that far away. I was calculating this out in my head because I went to Ottawa and I was wondering, should I have driven? I went on Porter. It's a 54-minute flight. I timed it. From the time the wheels come up till the wheels hit the runway, it's 54 minutes. Yeah, but you got to get to the Porter Airport. You got to get down to the Island Airport. Although sometimes now you can do it from Pearson. And then you got to wait around. And then you got to get on. And you got to wait for them to decide to pull away, and you know, all of that, and then the same thing at the other end. Here's a person who writes in, Jerry, kilometer refund at 50 cents per kilometer. That's the rebate these days. Okay, so had I driven instead of flown, I guess my expense could have been, I could have said, well, it's this many kilometers and 50 cents, and they would have paid that. Here, somebody says, I'm a public EMP employee, I guess, but I'm a public employee, and I have a max about $100 a day and no alcohol. Yeah, you're a public employee who's not traveling around with somebody like the Prime Minister or somebody that takes these junkets, I guess. Wow, here's a person who moved from Australia with a 40-foot container, $20,000. Okay. Another person writes in, I drive my own vehicle for work and the company reimburses me 50 cents a kilometer. CRA allows 70 cents per kilometer for the first 5,000 and 62 for anything over. I feel ripped off. Okay, but regardless, like, these are not unreasonable expenses that we're talking about here. I'll tell you part of the deal that happened with my expense account. I said in the morning I would just grab a coffee and a bagel at Tim's. Well, there was one morning where I woke up and I couldn't do the show because I had to be in court, but I had to be in court at 9:30. Well, I was up at like 5 and I had nothing to do. I had no show to prepare. There was nothing I could do to prepare to be in court. I'd already done all of that. And so I just, for the one time the entire week, I went downstairs into the restaurant. It's a really nice hotel, okay? And they had a breakfast buffet. Well, it's not like the one at the Comfort Inn where I, you know, normally stay at that kind of place, and they have a breakfast, which amounts to some overcooked sausages and some scrambled eggs and maybe a bagel with some cream cheese out of a little couplet. You know what I'm talking about. This was a breakfast buffet, and I enjoyed it. And I added it to the room with the, I'll tell you what it cost. With the cost of the buffet and the tax and the tip that I added on, I signed for a $46 breakfast. I don't know when I've had a $46 breakfast, okay? And apparently they're paying that. But I felt guilty about it. I thought, that's a lot of money for breakfast, isn't it? Okay. I just don't see an end to this from politicians. And I also do find it funny. Conservatives especially will find this funny. Jagmeet Singh is Canada's most expensive MP for expenses. And the cheapest is Pierre Poilievre.